Province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has rejected suggestions South Africa's standing in the G20 is under threat. Speaking on the sidelines of COSATU's charity golf challenge, Ramaphosa stressed that South Africa hosted a successful G20 presidency and remains a full member of the forum. Having officially taken over the G20 presidency on Monday, the US has already sidelined South Africa, ratcheting up the diplomatic tensions with Pretoria.
The United States has said that South Africa will not be invited. We have not seen that in writing yet. We've just heard the media publications. We are yet to receive it in writing, and we will deal with that when it comes. We are, as South Africa, a fully fledged member of the G20.
Ramaphosa says he's also not losing sleep over comments made by U.S. President Donald Trump. He says South Africa remains committed to peaceful and respectful engagement.
No, I don't have sleepless nights. And all we want really as South Africa is to be treated as an equal sovereign country, a country that respects other countries, a country that fosters the success and prosperity of other countries. That's who we are. We wish no country ill in the world. And in fact, as a country, we don't have enemies. We just have friends.
A Durban man accused of killing his wife at a Westville pub is back in the dock in the Pinetown Magistrates Court for his bail hearing. Nicholas LaRue is charged with the premeditated murder of Taryn LaRue. Defense attorney Wasim Hofisa read out LaRue's affidavit in court today, in which the 63-year-old says the state has a weak case. He's urged investigators to use the full CCTV footage from the day of the shooting in September and not selected clips. LaRue says he's also lost his job after being arrested, and he says his three adult children rely on him emotionally and view him as a role model, while also caring for a foster son he shared with his late wife. LaRue has told the court that if granted bail, he would remain in the country and surrender his passport. He further alleges that he's being victimized by family members and the media, saying he's being judged before trial. The state is opposing bail. Muslim and Christian organizations have urged Parliament to protect religious rights in the proposed marriage bill. They made submissions before Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. Groups including the South African Council of Churches and the Islamic Forum say clauses that prevent the department's marriage officers from refusing to conduct certain marriages violate religious freedom. Advocacy groups, including the Women Legal Center, have also called for recognition of domestic partnership. The committee says all submissions will guide final deliberations. And Polish police say they've arrested 100 men suspected of producing, distributing, or possessing child sex abuse material. The suspects range in age from 18 to 75. There are two have been charged with the rape of minors. Officers seized at least 600,000 files of abuse material and bestiality. The Polish police's cybercrime bureau says it's the largest operation out of seven conducted in the country in the last 3 years. The top story, President Cyril Ramaphosa has rejected suggestions South Africa's standing in the G20 is under threat, saying the country remains a full member of the forum. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.